Since we let live have figured out where the weak spots are, and you're it. Ulbricht swore. Ah, you're crazy. Tuscan's got a head like a boulder. They're incapable of thought. He looked back out at Orin's vaporator tower looming above. Besides, say it's true. I can put up my own siren, same as you. Yeah, but will anyone respond to them? Orin fished in his pocket and found the remote activator. After the Oasis raid, he carried it everywhere now. It's not just the sound, Wile. With this, I can get an army here. An army I can send to get your vaporator back. And crack some skulls in the process. Those bums aren't an army. They just want the free drinks, you... Whatever it takes. Orin looked at him cannily. Now, I can't get you in at the old rates. Prices have gone up. And bringing in all your territory is going to incur costs you're going to have to bear. Last in, you know. Make that never in. Ulbricht restarted his engine. I don't care if Jabba the Hutt signs up. While Ulbricht takes care of his own business. Orin threw up his hands. With a metallic groan, the repulsor truck continued on its way. Mullen looked at his father. Told you it was a waste of time. Figured it was worth one more shot. Orin said, this close to the harvest, nobody but Wile has any money. He thought for a second and chuckled. And maybe that Kenobi. Mullen raised an eyebrow. Kenobi? Ben. Guy that made a fool out of you, remember? That's his name, Orin said. Quickly, he recounted Ben's questions about extending protection far to the east. Out near Anchorhead? Vika asked, climbing down the ladder. What business has he got out there? No idea. Orin strained to remember details from the conversation. Ben had mentioned the Lars farm. Why would he care what happens out that way? Vika chucked her toolkit into the back of their work vehicle. You really think he has money? That he wasn't just talking? She grinned. I thought you said he was an idiot. That I did, Orin said, staring at the Jundland peaks far away. Man lives on the fringe, babbling to himself and dressing like the Tuscan stole his wardrobe. That's the sort of human driftwood your mother would take in. And leave with, he did not have to say. But crazy people need protecting too. Some even have money. Probably not this crazy person, though. Orin knew it wasn't worth wasting thoughts on the man. Ben hadn't been around in days, and there were bigger problems coming up. He took a last forlorn look at the vaporator. Let's pack it in. We're not going to fix this by the deadline. Mullen was startled. No harvest. But those people who came to see you shouldn't have been allowed anywhere near the claim, Orin said, aggravated. It had been a sore point in the family. Somebody on the work crews should have stopped Master Boopa before he reached the claim, or at least alerted Orin. Vika stood beside her brother. She looked serious for once. What will we do? Your great-granddaddy told me something, Orin said. Every problem's got two solutions. You wait until you figure two ways out of a problem. And then you try them both at the same time. Because by the time you need a backup plan, it's too late. Orin paused and thought about what was scheduled to happen in the next 24 hours, and about the plans he had to deal with it all. You go see if Zed's ready to work, he said, flashing a reassuring smile as he climbed into his vehicle. I've got some things to prepare. Chapter 27. Lili nearly dropped her packages when she opened the door. Annalene! In the middle of the claim's dining area, a scaffold sat tipped at an angle, two of its supports wedged against the domed ceiling above. Annalene clung to the top of the structure, dangling precariously. She looked over her shoulder at her visitor. Hi, Lily. What's new? The Zeltron set her parcels down and rushed over. A bucket lay overturned in the middle of a white soapy puddle, near where the rickety tower stood. You're washing the ceiling? Not anymore. No. Annalene's wet hand slipped again. In grabbing hold, she set the whole structure quaking. I've been calling for Jade, but I think he's in the stockroom. Asleep, you mean? Lily pushed a table away to reach the scaffold. She steadied it long enough for Annalene to twist around and reach for one of the vertical supports. Carefully, Annalene climbed down. Ah, thanks, she said, breathing deeply. I was afraid I'd have to wait for the dinner rush. Lily looked around. The afternoon crowd was always thinnest during harvest time. The store was empty, except for old Herbaly Napti, poking through a basket of remnants. Didn't Herbaly offer to help? No, but she asked me to help her, Annalene said, drying her hands on her overalls. I'm pleased to say I know what's in inventory, even in midair. She turned the fallen bucket upright and searched for the mop, as if nothing had ever happened. Lily marveled. You decided to wash the ceiling alone. Putting up sealant, actually, Annalene said. You guys did a good job cleaning up after the raid, but I wanted to get at those blaster score marks on the pore stone before they caused cracks. What, in 30 years?